Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to welcome two first-timers to our show. First time on Conducting Conversation, but very experienced in the world of music. We have Bruce Abbott, who plays saxophone, who is Zooming with us, so he's very safely social distanced somewhere on Cape Cod. Welcome to the program, Bruce.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. Bruce Abbott, as I mentioned, is a saxophonist, and he has done a collaboration on a new CD, which we're going to be talking about today, called Echoes of a Century, which is Bruce Abbott and Dennis Costa. And Dennis is here with me in the studio live and in person. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for inviting us.
All right. Nice to have you with us. And one of the things that we're going to talk about, besides the new CD, which has just come out, is a little bit about their background. The name Dennis Costa might mean something to a lot of you people that are in the WCRI area, in the fact that you own a music store, correct, Dennis?
This is correct. Wakefield Music in Wakefield. We've been opened for 30 years now. This is our 30th year.
30 years in running a music store. So that's
hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is kind of hard to believe. I run across that myself when I find out somebody says to me, "Oh, I remember you from a show in 1970. I'm going, "Great." And Bruce, where are you exactly on the other end of the Zoom call?
I'm Zooming you from Brewster on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. But I am originally a Rhode Island native, born in Pawtucket.
Oh, that's too bad.
Nothing too bad about it at all. They gave me my musical start with a free summer program of music lessons in the summer of 1965.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in Pawtucket. It's a great place. My best friend lives in Pawtucket, so that's a nice thing. And what did you say was the music camp?
65.
You're almost as old as I am, for crying out loud.
I was 10 years old then.
10 years old, growing up in Pawtucket, got involved with a music camp. Was that the beginning of your musical activities, or did you start it before that even?
That was the beginning, you know, from lesson number one. Here's how you put the saxophone together.
Wow. And playing ever since?
Ever since, yes. I have not stopped. I can't think of any time that I've taken a break, so...
After Pawtucket public school, I presume, any formal training after that or just playing?
No, I did go to Berklee College of Music for a couple of semesters, 3 semesters. Then I did take a little break from formal studies and performed, and then returned to the University of Rhode Island, where I earned my bachelor's and master's degrees.
Wow, okay, great. And Dennis, how about you? Where did you grow up? What town?
I grew up in Coventry.
Coventry, okay.
Here, yeah. And I originally started off as a jazz guitarist. I went to Berklee School of Music, which is what it was called in its day, in 1971. I was drafted into the Army around that time as well, and I played guitar in the Army. And while in the Army, I discovered classical guitar, and I fell in love with it. And then I pursued studying that. I ended up going to the University of Southern California for 4 years. I received a degree from there, and I studied with some great teachers, mostly James Smith and Pepe Romero. And I've also taught in various universities over the past 20 or 30 years as well, and I try to do as much performing as I can. And this is my first radio interview.
Yeah,
so I've come a long way.
This is your first radio interview.
I believe so, yes.
Wow, that's all. Well, I'm humbled. Thank you for being with us. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, you stay in the business long enough. We all know a lot of the same people. And it's amazing where it's a small world. I say it's Rhode Island, but now we have to include Massachusetts, right? Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do now is listen to some music that they've put together, which is the main focus of what we're doing. The CD is called Echoes of a Century, and it's Bruce Abbott on saxophone and Dennis Costa on guitar. And Dennis, I'll let you tell us what we're going to hear first. So what is this about?
Okay, these are his three preludes, which was written in 1926 for solo piano. And Bruce and I arranged this quite a while ago. I think it was, first time we performed it was in 1985. It was a fundraiser for the Newport Music Festival. And then we also performed it in 1998. It was a centennial concert for George Gershwin in South Kingstown. So we got to record this, which we really enjoyed doing, and we both arranged it together. So there are three movements to it, prelude 1, 2, and 3. And the second prelude is a slow bluesy sort of one a lot of people may recognize.
Oh, right. Hope you like it. We'll give it a listen.
And Dennis, did you mention the composer? It's
George Gershwin.
Yeah, he kind of slid in the fact
I think
that
I said the last name.
A centennial of Gershwin salute.
Great, thank you. Yeah. On the Zoom end, I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, that's all right. We got it straight now. So this is George Gershwin's Three Preludes.
Thank you.
Some cheery music. It gets you in a good mood listening to that. Sounds great. And if people would like to purchase this CD or your music, Bruce, how do they go about that?
Mike, I think the easiest way to do that would be to go to either of our personal websites, and it's simply ournames.com. So it's bruceabbott.com. Abbott is A-B-B-O-T-T, or denniscosta.com. And you'll find links there to both listen, download, and download or purchase.
But if I was really anxious and I wake up tomorrow morning and I say, I've just got to have this CD now, how can I do that, Dennis?
Well, you could come to Wakefield Music at 58 Main Street in Wakefield in person and purchase it like in the old days.
There you go, like walk into a real store.
You can pay cash or credit card.
You take cash still?
We do, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so Wakefield Music, and are you open on Monday?
No.
Okay, so I can't wake up tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow you can't. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
But. No. Tomorrow will be...
Well, that's right, because this
tomorrow's Monday.
Yes, you have to wait until Tuesday.
Have to wait till Tuesday. So,
yes.
Okay, all right. So I'll just rest on Monday and
that sounds
prepare
like a good
myself.
Plan, yes.
All right. All right, we get all that straightened out. Let's get to another piece of music before we take our first break. And Bruce, what do you have for us?
Okay, we have a piece from 1907, so just a little bit earlier than the first piece by Gershwin. This is by the French composer Maurice Ravel. He's probably best known for his composition Bolero. He was also a great orchestrator. He orchestrated Mussorgsky's pictures at an exhibition. This is a piece that he wrote for vocalist and piano, and it's called Peace in the Form of an Abanera. An Abanera is a slow dance that originated in Cuba in the late 1800s. And that style of music became very popular during the late 1800s and early 1900s. And this is an arrangement for soprano saxophone and guitar.
All right, great. We will listen to that piece and take a short break and be back with more and listen to some more of Echoes of a Century. Listening to Echoes of a Century, a new CD put out by Bruce Abbott on saxophone and Dennis Costa on guitar. Dennis is here with me in the studio. I'm Mike Maino, and the name of the show is Conducting Conversations. And remotely, down on beautiful Cape Cod, is Bruce Abbott, and so he's Zooming with us. And that's kind of a sign of how this whole CD was put together, right, Bruce? It's like most artists, once the pandemic started, you had a bunch of gigs, I'm sure, lined up, as I did, and then everything stopped, and you had to get creative.
You're right, and as you know, that creative spirit cannot be stopped. So despite having cancellations of all the concerts that Dennis and I had lined up for last year, we decided that we would move forward with our plans to perform this music, but instead of performing live, to create an album of the music. And we decided to do it remotely, which was a good challenge. So we had to figure out how to do all that. And Dennis recorded his parts in Rhode Island, and he would send me the files of his parts, and I would overlay my saxophone and, in some cases, flute parts. And then we would use Zoom to have a mixing session where we could each see the screen. And then once we got all our files in place, we sent them to John Mayu at Bongo Beach Productions, and he mastered them for us. And we had Rick Kudo do the graphics for the album. So it was a remote project. So we'd be like a pandemic production.
Well, see, there you go again with a small world. I've had CDs that were mixed at Bongo Beach that I was involved with, and I've had Rick do some artwork for us over the years. So various people doing the same thing at different times for different people. And Dennis, this next piece is going to be very well known to most of our audience, I'm sure. Tell us about it.
Okay, we're going to revisit the music of George Gershwin. He was such a monumental figure in the 20th century. And we're going to feature an arrangement we did of music from Porgy and Bess. Porgy and Bess was his one and only opera. It was first performed in 1935. And we have selected six of the selections from Porgy and Bess. It starts off with Summertime, which I'm sure everyone has heard. I read somewhere that it's been recorded over 25,000 times. Following that will be I Loves You, Porgy. There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York. Bess, You Is My Woman. My Man's Gone Now. And It Ain't Necessarily So. And you'll notice that with Bruce, sometimes his saxophone will sound a little different. That's because on some occasions he's using an alto sax, on other occasions he's using a soprano sax. And sort of as an extra treat on this particular selection, I am playing a Gibson L50 guitar, which was made in 1935, the same year as this opera. So I thought that's pretty neat. So we hope you enjoy it.
All right, here comes Porgy and Bess. It's rather lengthy, so we'll listen to all of that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Echoes of a Century is the name of the CD that we've been listening to. Very enjoyable evening sitting with two very fine musicians, Bruce Abbott on saxophone and Dennis Costa on guitar. And Dennis, we don't have a lot of time because we've listened to quite a bit of music. So I would like to just repeat one more time the websites that people can go to link and find this CD or other information about you.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. The best way is to go to our personal websites. It's either BruceAbbott.com or DennisCosta.com. And again, if you wish to purchase it in person, you can do that at Wakefield Music. It's located at 58 Main Street in Wakefield. Phone number is 401-783-5390. And we'll turn it over to Bruce, who will tell you about the next piece.
All right. I just want to make sure that I understand that Wakefield Music is right not far from our station, right down the road. Check it out. Even if you already ordered your Echoes of a Century online, you can or downloaded it, you can should stop into Wakefield Music and say hello to Dennis. And if you do that, and you mention WCRI, he might give you an 8x10 picture of himself autographed.
Send one of you.
Oh, all right. I don't know how that was going to work. All right, but stop in and say hi to Dennis at Wakefield Music. And Bruce, I just want to thank you and Dennis both for coming on today. And our friend Joe Perillo, who turned me on to you, but during the commercial break, we found out that we've known each other longer than that, where we actually had some business dealings back quite a while ago.
Yeah, back in, I think it was 2008, when you came out to Cape Cod with your a cappella vocal group, yeah. Roadshow, and performed locally.
Well, there you go. So the small world thing continues. And this has been great to have you here. We'd love to do a follow-up. Bruce, you also have another CD, which is actually the one that our friend Joe Perillo gave me, called Beneath the Stars, right? That's available on your site also?
That's correct. Another pandemic project.
But a solo pandemic project, right, or not?
It is it's all me, although I do a duet on there where I'm playing both parts, and also a quartet, which I composed for four saxophones.
Great. All right. So check that out as well. And once again, thanks, Dennis, for being here.
Thank you, Mike.
And Bruce, thank you. We have one more piece of music to go, and we're going to let Bruce tell us what that is.
And thank you, Mike. This last piece is by a composer from Argentina. It's Astor Piazzolla. It was written in 1986, but the title of the piece is Café 1930, and it's one of four movements from his piece called Histoire du Tango, or History of the Tango. And it was originally written for guitar and flute, and we transcribed the flute part for alto saxophone. So this is Café 1930 by Astor Piazzolla.
Excellent. Thanks again, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.